Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And today I popped out Pinot Noir. It's Grace Note Pinot Noir 2016. I got this from Vinesse or Vinesse, and it was a little package. They had these at price points of like $20 and $30 wines, but I got it for like $120 for about eight. And I wanted some quality wines, so I was able to get a couple of these. And this Grace Note from Napa Valley, I was able to get, and I wanted to try these and go from there. So what is this Pinot Noir? So here's a couple of the notes that they put out. Strawberry on the nose, purplish hue, and slightly sweet, and notes of vanilla and cherry with low acidity. So I wanted it because I like Pinot Noirs. Pinot Noirs have a vibrant cherry taste. It depends on where you get it from. You do get those strawberry notes because it's a little brighter on the flavors or notes that you can smell. So I always like a good Pinot Noir. So it was my opportunity. I got these, and this is supposed to be a little on the high end side. So I tried it, and here we open it up for the weekend. You know, sometimes you get this and it goes a little well with barbecue. So this is the 4th of July weekend, and so I opened this one up and got some charcoal on the grill and just went from that. So you can see that color, it's pretty good, you know. It's still quoting the same, you know, dark inky look. Let's take a whiff of it. So, not a lot for me. So, I'm not sure if I didn't let it breathe enough. But nothing is really, really coming up out of that. I don't smell the vanilla. I normally, when they say vanilla, I kind of say, you know what, you're right this time. But, you know, I'm not really getting that. I'm getting some of the cedar. That's one of the reasons why sometimes I like it being barbecued. So I'm getting a little of that as well. But let's get a taste. So, it is smooth though. Not really tannic. It's light tannic. The acidity is kind of there. You get the heat from a little alcohol, so that's a good thing. So you can sit there, and if you want to nice and chill or play it off some barbecued meat, it plays really well off of that. The tannins is coming out a little more because I still get that feeling on my tongue. So that's really interesting that they didn't really talk about how the tannins are. You got the dark cherries. I don't taste the strawberries. I do taste the darker cherries on that. So I'm not getting those kind of notes. And this is a 2016. And the notes was for the 2016. I wanted to try a 2017 because I happened to see a little more information on that. But this one, 2016, is 3 years old now. So, you know, it's probably starting to get a little more acidic. And it's probably getting a little more tannin as well. But not bad. This is better as sit down and you can chill with kind of Pinot Noir. This is the reason why I kind of like Pinot Noirs too. If it's aged to a certain point, you can sit there and have a good, you know, pass it along, drink with it. It's like a little alcohol mix, heavy on that. You get the heat on that. But not a bad Pinot Noir. I like mine. Pinot Noir is a little more fruitier with the more strawberries and brighter fruit. But this one isn't that. But not really bad at all. This is a Grace Note Pinot Noir 2016 from Napa Valley. Not bad. Good sit-down compliment. So, urbanwinelife.com. Go check us out. Go to wine reviews and you can see all the wine reviews. Or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. Or any podcast downloads, you can get that as well. Urban Wine Life. Just look for that and you'll be able to get it. Other than that, thank you very much for stopping by and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Later.